Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 63.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Why does this taste gay?
Yeah, we switch over to Bud Light. That's why everything tastes gay now.
No, we're just going to act like that didn't happen. Go right back in the podcast. Hello, let me redo this. Okay. Eye of the Tiger.
That's staying in. Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the
challenge of your rivals. Hello, penetrators. Welcome to episode 63. I'm your host, Dalton.
The D Money Decanter. The fucking the D Todd Rod, if you will. The real D Money, if you do say so yourself.
What the fuck do I look like?
You look like a fat, retarded trucker. You look like a guy who hangs out at truck stops.
Yep, here we are.
But they don't actually let you drive because you're obviously fucking autistic. So they just let you, like, scrub the tires.
Do you have the list pulled up?
You're basically Cody.
I'm cooler than Cody.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So,
I smoke.
Did he stop smoking ciggies?
Yeah.
God damn it. What does he have anymore? Depression?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. It's the only thing keeping him going.
I just hit my balls in Thousand Island dressing. I got depression.
I thought you were actually telling us a story that you actually dipped your balls in something.
No. No. Do you want to start this week spicy with the...
Hold up. Okay.
You motherfucker.
There we go.
You want to start off spicy this week with the CTE award? I believe.
Everyone. Right. CTE award?
Yeah.
CTE award?
Indeed.
CTE award? We're Indeed. Doing the CTE award?
Yeah, finally.
Todd, we're doing the CTE award?
Yes.
We're doing... So it's award... It's time for the awards of the week, huh?
I guess so, buddy.
So should I pull the graphic?
Yeah. Well, shit, yeah. If you got a fucking graphic, how easy is this going to be? Well, Dalton's getting the graphic together.
There it is. Oh, there's God. The graphic. There's your graphic.
That's
holy
glorious.
Shit. There it is. Yep. Ward of okay. Now, why are we being a cunt about this? Okay. There we go. We're back.
We're
okay.
Back.
Yep. There's your graphic. Award week. So who'd you have in mind for CTE?
Welcome to this week's awards of going back door. To start off with my nomination for the CTE award. For the CTE award, I'm going to give it to the whole Phoenix Suns. Because instead of getting rid of the player that was clearly ruining the chemistry in the postseason, two seasons in a row, we just fire the head fucking coach. Phoenix Suns, thank you.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. My CTE award, I was going to go with... whoever, I can't remember what his name is, but the guy that accepted the Spurs lottery pick, I'm giving it to him. Because, my God, did he scream like a little girl.
I was watching
on
that.
On Christmas morning.
And cringed.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh my God, this is why the other races hate us, dude.
I mean, dear God, he was so hyped. Which, don't blame him. I mean, I'd kill a man for that number one pick.
For a little Victor Wembanyama.
Oh my God, I would, oh my God, I'd kill somebody. It'd be over.
That kid's a tall stack of cum,
yeah.
If you know what I'm
what,
saying.
6'5", or 7'5". 7'5", 7'9", wingspan, can shoot, can dribble,
hey,
block shots, rebound. Oh my God. What?
The soundboard's not.
Yeah, it's on the fourth one down. Don't worry, dog.
Okay.
That's for the third mic that isn't plugged in right now.
Okay, all right.
So it's
I
fine.
I was concerned. I was like, oh no.
It's fine. Soundboard's okay. Hooked in. We're good. We're all good.
Hell yeah, honky brother.
So, yeah, that's my CTE to, I think it was their GM, maybe. Don't know, couldn't tell you, but I'm giving it to him.
Either way, that's why the other races hate the whites.
You know what? I think the personal winner here is that guy.
Yeah. Honestly?
The Spurs general manager, whatever the fuck job you have. Yeah, that guy.
Also, honorable mention. I want to give a honorable mention to the Detroit Pistons. They had the worst record in the entire NBA this season.
Yeah, they did.
And they couldn't even... They got, what was it, the fourth or fifth pick?
Yeah, fourth pick.
Fourth pick?
Yeah, like, they got fucked.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
they're still in the lottery.
I was hoping it wasn't going to be an Eastern Conference team, because I do not want that motherfucker in the East.
No. But oh my God. He's going to be in the West.
You guys can have him over there.
I hope he's not going to get fucking injured immediately, because that's what I'm big scared is going to happen.
Yeah. If he would have been on the Pistons, that's what I was going to be hoping for.
He just blows out his ACL.
Just tear both knees out, please. Fuck you. Don't come back.
Make this guy become the next Greg Odom.
Yeah, I would be hoping for that. Now that he's on the Spurs, there's a good chance he could be like the next Tim Duncan or something, you know?
Yeah, Tim Duncan, but actually athletic.
I also think we shouldn't put those kind of pressure on him.
Yeah, no, he's
already got a lot of pressure on him, really, when you think
retarded.
About it.
It's retarded. Because every ESPN analyst has just been like, this kid's going to be the greatest thing to happen since LeBron. The last guy they said that about, Zion, has played 30 games in the last 3 years.
The craziest one is he's the greatest prospect in the history of sports.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Like, what?
I don't think that's right.
He's a crazy, unique prospect. I mean, the kid, like I said, he's 7'5".
He's a my player build, in real life.
He's nuts. But also, like, he's, what, 19, 20 years old?
19 years old, yes, sir.
We're putting way too much pressure on a 19-year-old, really, when you think about it.
I mean, yeah, how long has he been playing professionally, though, since 16? Isn't that what they do?
He's been playing since he was young, but still, I mean, it's not like it's probably been with, what, the last 2 years? He's really became, like...
He's blown the fuck up in the
last year.
Blown
the fuck up, yeah. Yeah, and being 19, like, that's crazy. Like, you never know. He could end up toting a gun in his third season and really blowing up a Supermax contract, possibly, and possibly be getting kicked out of the league and having Adam Silver on live television saying he's saddened and ashamed of video footage he's seen of him. You know, that could happen with Webonero. You never know.
I doubt it.
Well, he is French, so it'll probably be like a little white flag he'll have floating around in his car.
The worst thing that'll happen, he'll suck some dick in the locker room.
I just noticed something, and it's going to bug me the rest of this podcast, so hold up. We'll edit around this.
Will we? Will we, Dalton? Oh, so the phone's not in there horizontal?
No, I could see the corner of that little fucking thing it's on. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. My apologies for the little fucking thing in the corner here.
The tism stroke.
It's been shit show here so far. There's also a glaring light in the background. I don't know what to do with that. Who set this up?
You did.
We need to hire a new intern. We need to hire somebody to help me. I need somebody to help me, please.
I mean, the lighting's not bad. You just gotta, like, sit in front of the glare or else it's really ugly.
I have to basically sit like this.
Yeah. You look like a guy that would tell me my hands are soft at a gas station.
Were you ever into Joe Budden's podcast?
No, not even a little bit.
No? So you wouldn't remember Maul?
I know who Rory and Maul are, yeah.
I feel like Maul right now on that podcast. Just gonna sit here like this the entire time.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I ain't gonna talk about that, Joe. Rory, you got anything to say?
John Morant might be the biggest retard to ever get millions of dollars.
Let's get into this, okay?
I'm tired of the motherfuckers telling him.
Does this come down?
Yeah, just pull it.
Just pull it. Put that down if you can.
That's so much better. Oh my god. Okay, there we go. Easy.
Okay, but no. John Morant's definitely one of the dumbest motherfuckers to ever be a millionaire and piss it all away in less than 2 weeks.
New hats. They're great. Yeah. It's also hot shit in here, so I'm taking it off.
It was supposed to cool down tonight, but yeah. I guess it's not going to. I turned the fucking air off. Ugh. But yeah, no, and I'm getting real fucking annoyed with people being like, he's just a fucking kid.
Now, here's the defense I've heard, right? He hasn't broken any laws.
Technically, no.
Yeah, it's not a good look on the NBA.
I mean, yeah, no, he did break laws, though. You can't have a loaded gun while driving. That's technically like a
thing. Were they driving?
He was, yeah. He was driving the car in the live video.
How do you not know he has his right? Well, that even breaks that laws, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's also... This leads into another segment we have, actually, Todd. Another graphic I had prepared. Are you ready?
Oh, are you God ready? Damn. Let's see it.
Lean in. Okay, ready?
Okay. All right. You ready?
Is it racist? Oh my god, I'm like a pig in shit.
Is it racist that John Morant is getting in trouble for having a gun and holding his Second Amendment rights?
I mean, let's see.
Is that the question we're posing?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No. No. No, it is not racist that this one guy is a fucking retard.
Now, hypothetically, let's put this out there. Let's say it's, I don't know, Gordon Hayward. And he's got...
They would have locked his ass up.
He's got a gun and a Trump hat on. He's driving a 1985 Ford pickup truck, right? He's driving around. He's flashing this gun on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
But he's also got a dead deer in his back of his pickup truck, too, right?
Yeah.
It's a shotgun. It's not a pistol. It's a shotgun. And he's, yeah, you know, acting all rednecky and shit. And Karl Malone's also there, and he has his 12-year-old girlfriend in the car with him. You would be offended by this? Would you have the same reaction that people have to Ja Morant?
I have an intense reaction when any firearm is held improperly or like not like a big safety concern for the person holding it. Like, it bothers the shit out of me just watching some dumbass on Instagram like hold a fucking loaded gun to his head and just be like, "Oh, I'm so fucking cool for having a fucking gun, dude." That pisses me off as a person. Now, if you're a hunter and you're taking a picture with your kill and your gun, I don't see a fucking issue with that. That's different scenarios.
Okay. I'm hypothetically, in this hypothetical, I guess I shouldn't be asking you. Do you think that the league and ESPN and on Fox Sports would have the same reaction that they do with the Ja Morant thing?
Fuck no.
No, they wouldn't. So, are they racist?
I mean, the way media covers stuff, yeah, it's kind of racist, yeah. But I'm also surprised that CNN's even saying he's doing anything wrong. Take it.
You know?
Yeah. CNN, I don't know, usually they're like big dick riders. Like, they're the ones that was like, yeah, George Floyd was a fucking hero. Like, yeah, that guy died tragically and awfully and no one deserved that. But also, you can't glorify a fucking criminal for being a criminal and dying in a criminal act. That's not fucking smart for kids.
Yeah. But also, there's also the thing of, like, is he really going to listen, you know? Like,
fuck no, he's not.
Is any of this, like, how far does the punishment have to go, you know?
He would have to be dirt poor before it actually changed anything in his mental. Because the thing is, he's gotten, like, disconnected from the amount of money he has.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what he does, you lose 5 games, you win 5 games, you still get paid the same.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't give a fuck. He feels like he's... he's going to have that no matter what because it doesn't matter.
Which makes you question, does Jaw actually like basketball? Or is Jaw just in it for the money?
Anyone's in it for the money, dude.
And it also makes you think, like, that draft, right? Let's go down the top three, right? You had Zion. What's he done?
Injured.
Overweight. Been out a while. Overweight. You got Jaw now with the...
Ayton was the first pick.
That was the draft before.
I thought Ayton and
that
Zion.
Was the Luka Doncic, Trae Young draft.
I thought Zion and...
No, Ayton Zion, were in the same draft class. Zion, Jaw, and RJ Barrett were the top three.
Okay, we got a nut shot.
So
we got a nut shot.
Derek White is down. Was it UK Love? Was it UK Love? Let's see.
Yeah, it was.
Hold up.
Wake up, Penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying. Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up
cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did.
I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by Dubby. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any?
The
fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're...
awakens me.
You know, so maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls.
Nubby, can't you see?
All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So, yeah. GBD Pod for 10%
holy
off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great. Jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod. For 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website, GBDGoingBackDoor.com.
Yeah, GoingBackDoor.com. They should check that out, too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should
Potentially.
Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWE, can't you see? Okay, he just ran into him. It's fine.
Yeah, it was a little hit check to the cock. That's pretty cool. Pretty casual.
You know?
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. You don't need to repeat the soundboard.
Yeah, but I want to.
God damn it, Todd. Let the soundboard do its job.
See, you're the motherfucker that made it play out loud. So
this
now
motherfucker is carrying us.
It's our comedic timing.
It is carrying us, god damn it.
Off the weed.
Stay off.
Yeah, stay off the weed.
The weed.
You think that's probably part of it too with Jaw, though? You think he's like... Maybe he's into... Like, what if that's part of it, right? What if he's got this... He's doing the gun thing, but what if, like... Does it help or hurt if he comes out like, guys, I have a drug problem, or I have a drinking problem, or something like that?
That hurts a lot. Because you that's think it even hurts? Yeah, because that's even worse that he's handling a gun while being fucked up.
Well, I think...
That's even more of a crime in itself.
I'm not trying to defend the guy, but it almost, I think, helps.
It sounds like you're trying to dick ride to defend this guy.
In a weird way, I think it helps. No, hear me out. Because then it makes more sense why he would do something so stupid. Like, okay, you're getting drunk all the time, and then you're doing stupid shit, and that's what it makes more sense now that this is what's happened. Yeah. Where, like, if it's not the case, then it's like, are you just retarded? You know, like, are you just dumb? Are you...
I almost guarantee you he's just got, like... He's got a bunch of dumbass friends in his ear talking about, oh, you gotta stay fucking hard and represent how he is in the streets. The motherfucker went to private school. Have your ops pull up to a gated community, Jaw. That makes fucking sense, you goddamn absolute retard. And even the statement he put out afterwards... made me infinitely more fucking angry.
Oh, the chat GBT?
Yes. That made me so fucking mad, dude.
You remember back in the day when it was like, oh, you had like your media person write that up for you
yes.
or something like that. Now it's like, oh, you had an app do it for you.
There's the chat GBT.
Which
is
like, what's the difference? They don't mean it either way.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Have you seen the chat GPT legal advice app?
No, I haven't.
It's legal advice from ChatGPT.
Jaw, delete the other GBT, or keep it, and download the legal one.
Or okay? Just, like, type into it, how do I not ruin being a multimillionaire with generational wealth within 4 years? And how do I not piss away the only opportunity my family will have to make this kind of money in my lifetime?
You know what? I am a strong believer in there's no such thing as stupidity. There's only ignorance, right? There's only ignorance. You can't... If you don't know what you're talking about or you don't know something about it, the only thing you can do is educate yourself, right? So, I think what Jaw needs to do is take, like, a gun safety course.
100%.
You know? Like... He owns probably guns.
Yeah.
Legally owns guns.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Which is totally fine. But
fuck
he
yeah.
needs... Here's some rules to live by, Jaw. Okay, number one, if you're going to have it in your car, keep it in the glove box, okay? Keep it in the glove box.
In the box you bought it in? That just looks great.
Not in the box you bought it in. They come in like a cardboard box. Get a gun box, right?
Well, I mean... Like, if you buy a Glock, it comes in a specific plastic Glock box.
Get a gun-carrying case or a sleeve or something.
That has a lock.
Put it in there. Take the clip out. Don't have the clips loaded. You can't travel that way. You have to have them unloaded, ammo separate from the gun. This is the best way to do it. Put it in your trunk and leave it there when you're traveling, right? Makes sense? Follow me? Or you're also a millionaire, so you can afford this. You can get the carrying, okay?
The concealed carry. You can buy a third-class license.
But
brother,
you can't,
we need to talk about
you can't
another
flash
retard.
It
another retard in media who has seemingly been getting away unscathed. Ezra fucking Miller.
Ezra fucking Miller.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
They are an actor who are the they-thems. In the last, like, 2 years, he's been on the run from the police, international manhunt type shit, for trying to lure a 14-year-old girl to New York to come live with him.
Really?
Them. I'm sorry. That was a misgendering. That was bad. But,
Todd's they play about the Flash. That. Oh, okay.
DC, recently, their old CEO and everyone else in charge of the actual company got fired. They released them all because they didn't want to put out its easy... Yeah.
It's that kid.
This yeah. guy? The guy that plays The Flash?
Yeah. Yeah, The Flash movie is still coming out. They were in the middle of filming said movie when all this shit was happening.
So what are the allegations exactly?
There's not allegations. He's been caught with firearms and, like, living on weird hippie communes with children and a bunch of guns, doing, like, weird sex cult stuff in said areas. He also groomed and lured a 14-year-old girl to move to New York with him, to live with him. And to be fair, there are zero allegations that the relationship was anything sexual with the 14-year-old girl. But, still kind of fucked, dog.
I mean,
he's hot. Like, I'll give him that. He's got hot bone structure.
I was going to say, that picture, he looks creepy. Like,
I'd come on him.
I'd shoot him if I saw him in a dark alleyway.
He's got, like...
The motherfucker looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, he's got, like, an ageless face.
He looks
like he could be from the 1600s or from the future. You have no idea.
Yeah, I mean... And he's still coming out in the Flash movie?
Yeah, they're...
I'm still going to watch it, by the way. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I'm a DC nerd. I like the Flash. He is possibly one of my favorite heroes besides Aquaman.
So you're a DC nerd and you're a Suns fan. You really do like disappointment.
I literally like the second best of everything because I've grown up playing Player 2, my guy.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
The Suns, I don't have an excuse for. That's just me liking Steve Nash as a young kid and being like, that guy's fucking cool.
But,
Yeah, he's on a similar level with Ja Morant, except he's not getting in trouble, and I think that's something we all need to look at.
Okay, so here's an article about it.
Because it's bad.
Oh, if you have experience with sexual abuse, call the free confidential national sexual assault hotline at 1-800-656-HO.
The worst part is you didn't try to do the fucking dyslexia.
1-800-656-HOPE with a P 4673.
If you don't know how
the or ABCs access the 24/7 help online by visiting online.rainn.org.
So yeah, go seek help if you have that. But now back to this
Indie.
This piece of shit.
Actor Aziz Ansari. Ow. I'm sorry. You said his name and I still can't remember. Ezra Miller.
It's just exactly.
Is he from the same place as Elon?
No, he's from the US.
They kind of look alike. That's why I was wondering. Became a beloved indie standout early on in their career. A potential LGBTQ plus Hollywood icon who offered representation as a notable star. Known for unique cultural red carpet looks and quirky comic con appearances. But for all the applause they received in playing the outstanding roles to its fullest, both in film and in interviews with Go and Playboy. Okay. Few knew that was
that's,
coming
that's,
in.
That's
okay,
GQ,
this is bullshit,
buddy.
bullshit.
That's
I don't
GQ
care.
Magazine.
Okay. Represented as an actor, blah, 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 blah. 30 years old actor.
Just skip to the allegations.
What are buddy. The allegations against Ezra Miller? Here is the juicy part, ladies and gentlemen. We are finally here. Okay.
Dad's going to go grab a beer.
just as... I'm going to wait for Todd to get back. We'll wait for Todd to get back. We'll wait for Todd to get back, okay?
I know what happens.
We can pause. We'll pause. We'll pause. We'll pause. It's fine. My dogs?
Like hot dogs?
You just rotate them?
You put them in a skillet or you boil them? What?
I prefer them on a grill.
Everyone prefers them on a grill. The grill's out of the equation.
Grill is out of the equation? Well, then I would honestly, and this is going to sound like trash, okay? We'll get back to this in a minute. We got to discuss hot dogs.
I saw the when pack of dogs I bought because I was very excited about a pack of dogs.
When cooking hot dogs, there are two options in my mind, okay? Yeah. One of them is grilling. That is the classic professional way to go. That is the classy way, if you will. We're stealing bits from other podcasts. It's fine. That's the usual here.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Welcome to Are You Garbage? I'm Foley. He's Kevin Ryan.
KJ. The numbers are cooking.
Yeah, they are. Not for us anyways. The second way, though, and this is the trashy part, okay? There are multiple trashy ways to cook a hot dog. Boiling them, never been a fan of. Grew up on that shit. They're gross, okay? You could cook them on the stove, like on a flat top or whatever.
A skillet, yeah.
They're all right. Not my favorite. Not a big fan of that. But microwaving them, dude, might be the way to go.
Do you wrap them in a wet paper towel before you microwave
them? No, I throw them on a plate and throw it in the microwave.
You're a psycho.
Like a man.
You're a psycho. You are a garbage human being.
For that, yeah.
You are literally trash.
For that, yeah, dude.
But I boil and then sear my dogs.
All right. Now, I guess the real debate, you can comment this down in the, you know, the comment section on YouTube. Who's more garbage, me or this potential child rapist? Okay, let's get back to the story.
It's me, the child predator.
Just as their career was entering its blockbuster era.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're trying.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just as their career was entering its
blockbuster.
It throws me off. There. I'm like, there's multiple people. Oh, yeah, he's one of these. Or they are one of the whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
This person is one of them plurals.
Come cancel me. I don't give a shit anymore. Okay. Oh,
shit.
You can't kill something that's already dead.
The blockbuster line was hilarious.
Miller's public behavior became an increasing concern. While on a trip to Rokakoski, Ireland. What? Ireland. Rakevsky, Ireland, in April 2020. We're skipping past that.
Okay, sorry.
April 2020, during a COVID-19 mandated break-in film for Dumbledore, Harry Potter, I'm assuming?
Yeah, he was in the Fantastic Beasts series.
Okay, I wouldn't know. I don't watch that shit. Oh, okay. Miller was caught on tape, allegedly choking a woman and throwing her to the ground outside of a bar. Now, I don't see anything wrong with that so far. Okay.
What'd she do? I just want to know what she do.
There is... just sounds kinky. I don't know why we're upset about that. A local bartender at... what the fuck is that? Okay, we're going to skip past the names.
Coffice.
Told... Variety. I don't fucking know.
You're so bad at English. This is my favorite. Every week, I'm just going to bring a paragraph for you to read.
I read it at a sixth grade level. It's fine.
Oh, brother.
This was the second incident they'd been in. Wait, what? This is the second incident they'd been a witness to involving Miller. Despite the video, which quickly made rounds in tabloids and online, the actor's fans came to their defense, saying Miller was provoked by a overwhelmingly eager whore who should have shut her mouth. So
I stand by that.
That's a little much. I wouldn't I would have left out the whore part. That's a little mean. Way to go. What is this, TMZ? Marshmallow News or some shit? I don't know. Fuck it.
Mashable.
Mashable. Yeah. You know Mashable. That's where you get all your news, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, Mashable.com. In February 22, Miller reportedly incidented and verbally harassed a woman, blah, blah, blah. In March 22, Miller was arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment. Okay, these are like little things where it's like, okay, this dude's a wild boy, you know?
Yeah, he's just getting drunk out in public as a celebrity.
Yeah, this is like, okay, this is like borderline some like... This is some borderline like 2016 Justin Bieber shit, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, he's young, he just got money, he's doing crazy shit.
There's okay. A lot more, buddy. Keep going.
In August 2022, Miller was arrested and charged with a felony burglary in Vermont after allegedly entering a private property, oh boy, and stealing, oh boy, several bottles of liquor. What are you, 16? Jesus Christ. Miller pleaded guilty to a trespassing charge as part of the deal, reducing their sentence from a potential 25 years to prison to 1 year of probation and a fine.
Isn't that irritating to hear out loud?
Wow. They
justice went from 25 years, which how expensive was that liquor to equal 25 years worth of prison?
Somebody must have got hurt or something. It should have been. Well, it would have been. Well, it's a felony burglary, so I mean...
Then it's over $1,000 or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but it also doesn't... What's the thing where, like, you have hostages or something?
I mean, you it's know. A burglary charge.
Because then that's home invasion, right? Like, yeah. If there's people in the house...
If there's people home, it's a home invasion.
Yeah.
If they're not home, it's a burglary.
Yeah. So, like...
Burglary.
I would think a home invasion would be more serious than a burglary, so okay. In August 2022, investigators reported by Insider alleged that Miller had been running a kind of cult during their time in Iceland. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's all over the world, dude. He's just a wild boy in every country he's ever been to.
Berlin, Germany.
There was one from L.A.,
Ireland. Oh, Iceland. Iceland was the other one, too. Yeah.
Oh,
I misread it.
Okay.
I was like, come on now.
Consonants.
Come on now. They're very similar. Iceland, Ireland, you know. Where were we here?
Back to the cult.
Okay. Cult during their time in Iceland, inviting young people to live with them in various places, including a Airbnb and a hotel in Iceland, and their form in Vermont, and physically abusing them.
Psychologically is the word.
Psychologically. Wow, I really do suck at reading. You picked the wrong guy to do this job. Tell you what.
Do you want me to read?
No, it's fine. I'm going to continue. This is funny. It's fine.
I think it's great. I enjoy the shit out of this.
If you're learning anything, it's that I suck. A recent timeline of Miller's career published by Vulture outlines a decade of increasingly bizarre behavior on the red carpet and online, including reported emotionally abusing of their former fiancé. That's a weird sentence to read out loud. And threatening to kill Ku Klux Klan members.
Okay, I don't think that's a problem.
I'm going to be honest with you. I almost read that. I realized what it was Ku Klux Klan. But for a minute, I read, what's that rap group?
What rap group has 3Ks, my guy?
Not 3Ks.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
I'm trying Dalton? To remember.
You're on Dangerous?
For some reason, my brain went Wu-Tang Clan? For some reason, because Clan is in there. That's why. Okay. That would be way funnier. He threatened to kill Wu-Tang Clan.
You know what? Fuck what you, Method Man. You fucking bitch. I'm going to shoot you, bro.
You know what? Actually, it would probably be better if he did, because that would probably get handled a lot faster than this shit is.
He probably would have either actually been in prison now or dead.
No, he'd probably be dead. He'd probably be dead. Multiple acquaintances of Miller have told other publications that reports of them... Wait, what? Okay. Emotionally abusing behavior, making their...
Eccentric
claims. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is weird.
Where's the 14-year-old, though?
I'm trying to find that part. That's the thing. That's the part I'm trying to find.
Because that's what really pissed me off about this whole thing. Because there was like a young girl involved with this whole cult thing.
In June 2022, 18-year-old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so, okay, here we go. In June 2022, the Los Angeles Times reported that a parent of an 18-year-old
Sue
Teen Gibson.
That's a Native American.
Okay. Iron Tried. Eyes.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Gibson Iron Eyes had obtained a patent provocative. Oh, wait, what? Protective order. I'm going to need a cigarette. I'm going to read the rest of this shit.
I'm drunk, honestly.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Every time you fuck up a word, dude.
I might as well.
I'm getting fucked up over here.
Tune in next episode. I'm going to read Jordan Peterson books live on podcast. Todd will be so obliterated within 5 minutes, it won't even be funny.
We can start doing drinking games. I feel like that would be something to fit the vibe.
Like me just reading impossibly hard books to read?
Like stuff that's like
just a page?
Way above both of our
pay grades. Yeah. Like, I have a few Jordan Peterson books that...
Like, get a doctorate.
Yeah.
Thesis paper?
Oh my god.
And just like... try to get through the whole 10
I'm gonna practice it throughout the week. Come in.
Before we get
You don't
blacked
know what
out?
This word means, you buffoon?
I'm always really good at like... reading words, but I can't spell anything. Like, I'm so bad at spelling.
See, spelling, reading, doesn't matter. I suck at both. Okay, so anyways, let's dial back into this.
You're bad at the English language.
Protective order against Miller, okay? Accusing them of psychological manipulating, physically intimidating, and endangering the safety and welfare of their children.
You literally just needed a cigarette. That's all it was.
Who had reportedly run away with the actor. The two had met when the teen was only 12 years old. During the protection...
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Protests against the Dakota... Access pipeline.
Oh, that was the pipeline August. Trump was trying to put in to give people jobs in the Midwest because they're evaporating our culture here.
Okay. So, do you remember like a few months ago that there was like talks about like they were going to like, Levi, the guy that, can't remember his first name. The guy that plays, Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about, like, he might be losing his role because of tweets that he had tweeted about the COVID vaccine. Right? Right? So they were...
Oh, motherfucker, let me find out this guy gets fired for COVID bullshit.
There were talks about, like, they might fire him over that.
I'll lose my
fucking
temper.
Listen, if DC fires him and this motherfucker's still making fucking...
They're putting out his movie on the 16th. He's 6 days after my birthday.
Okay, so the Flash movie's still coming out, and if you fire Levi, we need to find out what his name is first. First name.
I mean, we have the internet.
Let me
you got it.
Find
you got
this,
it.
Okay? If you fire him...
But keep on this literal child predator.
Oh, my
you're
God.
You're going to lose fans, brother.
Oh, my God. I'll literally lose my fucking shit.
Because DC is my favorite... It's my favorite hero system. Because none of the heroes are good guys.
in the end, besides like two or three of them. All of them are just bad dudes.
Mine is Superman sucking. Superman sucks, okay?
Superman was meant to be a new age of Moses, and it really pisses me off that they keep stepping away from like the Jewish heritage that Superman should have.
Zachary Levi. If they fire Zachary Levi over some damn fucking
what
COVID
the fuck did
tweets.
He say?
It literally somebody asked him like, "Hey, what do you think about like
the vaccine?"
The vaccine, and he's like, "Oh, I think it's bullshit." That was all. Like he just said strong no, he didn't even say it's bullshit. He said he strongly disagrees. That's all he said. Was he
fact.
Strongly disagrees.
Pfizer.
And they recently. Fucking freaked out on him.
Did you see what Pfizer had to come out and say, buddy? Did you? Because it's really funny in my opinion.
What's that?
Okay, so Pfizer had to come out and say the COVID vaccine they actually released was not tested. The COVID vaccine that was tested was never released because it was too dangerous.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats.
Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts... we have mugs.
Shut the front door. It's going back door. It's our the nice slogan that we're running here for the Penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some. And
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late great Justin Timberlake once said, we're bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
With GBD shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD pod. Acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, John Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people
back
might respect
him.
Back to the episode.
But they released one they didn't test.
You know.
And this is... this is great.
This is off topic a little bit, but it's on topic, too, at the same time. Do you remember the movies Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
From the 60s movies. And 70s?
Yeah.
One of my favorite franchises. And for years, I always thought the newer movies sucked, right? Because they're not the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2001 version with Mark Wahlberg.
Fire.
Coincidentally, fuck you. Coincidentally, fuck Mark Wahlberg. Because every time he's in a movie that I love and it's a remake, he always, like, it's not the same and it fucks it up and it pisses me off, right? The newer ones, though, like Rise and all that shit.
Yeah.
Fire.
Have you never seen them before?
I had just seen them this week.
Oh, why did we switch topics so hard?
Now, listen.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going back on this with the vaccine, right?
I'm with you.
How did the monkeys start becoming so intelligent and all that?
Reproduction.
No, what started it all?
I mean, it was genetic testing that the company was doing.
It was a vaccine for Alzheimer's. What if? And there were monkeys that took COVID samples from a lab. Are we living in Planet of the Apes?
That was the best move I've ever seen Robert Williams III pull off in my entire fucking life.
Robert Williams III, a.k.a. Caesar.
Watch this, boy. Watch this, motherfucker. Bop, get off me, boy. Hard finish right on the corner square. God damn.
Did you not hear me?
I did. I'm not going to...
We're not going to acknowledge. Okay, we'll just move on. But yeah, great movies. Are we living in Planet of the Apes, though? What do you think?
Getting close. Closer and closer.
Now, hypothetically, that happens, right? This you podcast
know cloning's a thing, right?
This podcast isn't going to live long, right? You know that, right?
Nah, we got like 10 to 15 years maximum on this country and everything we know as a whole.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not that optimistic.
And then I will overthrow everything and become the world leader.
That I'm super not optimistic about.
Hey, you guys want equality? Come to me. I'm just saying. I'll make everything equal. It won't be right, but it'll be fucking equal. Das Vidanya, comrade.
Well, yeah. What else did we have on that list? Hit me with another topic. I feel like we're doing good on sticking with topics and getting as much as we can out of them this episode. So
I don't. Nuggets are the Lakers' daddy. This is literally the next topic. Okay, we haven't done any of the topics.
Let's
see.
We have
just been bullshitting.
I feel like we did the jaw thing.
the first out of 15.
We did the jaw thing, the CT, you know. So, you saw game one, right?
Yeah.
They crushed them.
There's no way the Lakers beat the Nuggets. I'm sorry.
The Nuggets did blow a 25-point lead, but in their defense, when you're killing something so bad and you feel a little bit of mercy, that's, you know, you have it.
When you're putting down your elderly dog,
it's hard.
You want him to run around the yard one more time, right?
Yeah, you feel a little sad about
it. Fuck, that was a big burp.
Game two, it looked like a cat playing with a mouse.
It was sad. It was sad as fuck.
The
right?
Lakers had a 10-point lead for majority of that game, and then it was like the last 6 minutes, Jamal Murray and Jokic decided, you know what? Fuck your feelings. We're winning this game.
Oh my god, they're battling.
So
the boys are down. The boys are on the floor.
This has also been a great series, Boston-Miami, too.
Don't let Aaron know this, but I love this Boston team so fucking much. After seeing them play in person, I respect all of them so goddamn much. Robert Williams is a fucking dog. He is the player holding this team together. Him and Al Horford are the only thing working all the way around. Brogdon is really good offensively.
I agree. I do love this
Brogdon's
Boston
underrated
team.
As fuck.
But I also really like this Miami team.
I just like Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Butler. I like Bam Adebayo's game too, dude.
Ah, fuck Bam. He pisses me off.
I like Bam's game. I like.
See, look at that.
I like how they have a lot of no-name dudes that are also like, they might do something.
That white boy Robinson.
You never know. He could shoot. That's about it.
He's been doing pretty well this series. He's been cutting the fuck out of them.
He's been doing a lot better with trying to do other stuff, but usually it seemed like he was just doing shooter shit.
And this guy. I just forgot his name.
Gabe Vincent?
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent? Yeah.
I like his game a lot.
He's fire. Gabe Vincent is fire, dude.
Tatum's one of my favorite players to watch play. Just point blank, period.
I used to really hate Spoelstra.
What the fuck are you doing, white boy?
I really used to hate Spoelstra back in like 2011, but I've became a fan of his. I think he's a great coach.
Yeah, 100%. He is.
Hate to say it, but yeah, the man's good.
White boy with the three.
I really thought Boston was not going to be that great this season just because they were losing their coach.
Yeah, but the coach looks like a crackhead they have now. Like 100%, he looks like he's strung out on crack or coke.
I have a theory that there are some teams that need a good coach. Like, you know, like the Spurs, early 2000 Spurs, late 90s Spurs. Popovich obviously was a big part of that, right? But then, like, and this is no shade to, like, Phil Jackson, but, well, I could have coached the 90s Bulls and the early 2000s Lakers, being honest. It's not hard. All right. You give it to Mike.
Look at Pippen deep in his fucking soul.
If he's not open, give it to Pippen, yeah.
If you shoot a ball before the ball touches Mike's hands, I will personally fucking castrate you.
And then early 2000s, like, all right. This is why he was always so chill, too. All right, here's what we're going to do. Throw it down to Shaq. Shaq, if you don't have anything, throw it to Kobe. Let's go.
You guys, you know, see, like you that's see a literally triangle, the game plan. And you run it. You run a triangle. You just run off.
He didn't even come up with that. Like, what are we talking about?
I know, like, but it's the thing everyone credits him for, and it pisses me off.
Yeah,
like the West Coast offense of running off bigs.
But with that being said, I feel like that's the same thing with like Boston. I feel like their team is so good that they really don't need a coach. Where like Miami, you have Jimmy and you have Bam. And Tyler Hero, right? Outside of that, and even then, those guys probably need some guidance. And Spoelstra's the dude for that. Spoelstra is a huge part of Miami's success.
Yeah, he has been.
And the guy that's over Miami, they're like president of basketball operations.
They're running a 2-3 zone.
I can't remember his name. What's his name? Shit. Pat Riley. Another coach that, like, everywhere he went, he was he's big impact of it, you know? But also, you could also look back at Pat Riley's history of, like, he had Magic Johnson, you know? But then you look at his Knicks teams, and it's like, yeah, he had to be a good coach. Then there's guys like Doc Rivers, you know? You know, you could give him all the talent in the world.
And he's still going to fuck it up.
Unless he has Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, there's no chance in fucking hell. Okay?
I've seen a lot of Suns fans on the internet being like, yeah, we need Doc Rivers or fucking Ty Lue. They want fucking Ty Lue as a head coach. Why?
You know who'd be a good coach for them? Hear me out on this.
Monty fucking Williams was a good coach.
He was a great coach.
Like, the whole, brother, I have been so mad about this all week.
But, you know who else is available that also got fired and was kind of like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Nick Nurse. What do you think about that idea?
I like Nick Nurse.
A little Nicky Nurse.
A little double in on the plays.
Put him on the Suns bench. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a great... Honestly... I would be tickled if Chicago fired Billy Donovan and hired Nick Nurse. Actually, you know what?
What's Sue Bird doing? What the fuck's she doing now?
We could keep Nick Nurse. Honestly, she would make a great assistant coach. You know? Yeah, white boy can't jump.
White man can't jump. Do you want to watch it after we're done?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's only like an hour and a half movie.
We still have to do ads after this, too. Remember that. Fool. Yeah, I know. Life sucks. Deal with it. Yeah, so Nick Nurse would be great. I would love him in Chicago. I would love him for the Suns, for you. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm still confused about why you would fire fucking Nick Nurse.
I feel like that's... It's the same reason that Phoenix fired Monty Williams. It's the same reason... Honestly, that Philly fired Doc Rivers, if we're being honest.
That was a stupid fucking decision.
You need a scapegoat. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, because they don't want to blame...
Oh, we didn't win, so we have to fire the coach.
We don't want to blame the guy we just gave a max fucking contract to because he didn't want to fucking play in the goddamn playoffs. What the fuck are you doing then, bro? Why are you a professional athlete especially, and don't want to play?
Especially if your coach gets you to the finals or even in Toronto's... case, they won a championship, right?
Fuck yeah, they did.
Look at somebody like Greg Popovich, right? He won championships in the early 2000s, and then they went years without winning a championship, won another one, went years without winning. Like, you're not going to win a championship every fucking year. You're not going to get close, especially if you're, like, in the midst of, like, you still have to, you're still trying to rebuild a little bit, right?
The league doesn't work for people, like, having loyalty to a team. Like, a player can't have a loyalty to a squad anymore.
Yeah.
Giannis is going to be the last one, I promise.
I don't know. I feel like Giannis... I feel like a lot of the European guys. Giannis... I don't see Jokic leaving Denver.
You give him the money, I think he'll go. Because dude's a G.
It feels like every other 3 years, it's like, oh, he signed another extension. Oh, he signed another extension.
I mean, would you want to get rid of Jokic if you had any possible chance of keeping him?
And plus, I think Denver is the perfect climate for him, that it probably reminds him of home.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's Serbia.
Yeah, it's got the same Serbia. Russia. It's got the same, like, weather and shit.
It's cold. You can't fucking breathe. The air
hurts.
Yeah,
he's like, this is home. So that's...
You're surrounded by whites.
Yeah, he's probably thrilled to be there. I think I would say Luka, but Dallas seems like they're about to fuck that up.
They are currently on the verge fucking it up.
Fuck that up.
Did you see in the last games of the season? He looked defeated, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't even want to be there anymore.
Well, the only they probably told him, hey, we're going to lose these games. We're going to miss the playoffs. So we can keep our fucking lottery pick.
Yeah.
And that be it.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking stupid shit, you know?
Luka's one of my favorite players in the league right now. Him and Tatum are probably the two most fun to watch for me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, dude. I think they're the funnest. They're two of my favorite. I really like watching Jimmy. I've always loved watching Jimmy. God, it makes me a little sad, to be honest.
He's got, like, OG heart, and I love that.
Yeah.
He just seems like an old head. Everyone wants to respect. Hey, son. You want to come hang out on the cast, baby?
So, like, him, Luka. I'm trying to what's the other? Oh, yeah, Jokic. Dude, I have recently found Jokic to be fun to watch.
He's the smartest player to ever play the game. I will stand on that until I die. He is the smartest basketball mind we have ever seen on the floor. I don't think he would be a good coach.
I think he kind of, his passes remind me of Larry Bird a lot. If you watched the Larry Bird highlights, dude, I don't think you've watched enough Larry Bird passes highlights.
I had, but there's a reason he's called Larry the Legend, dog. He was good at everything.
Oh, yeah.
He was the first Jokic. He was the first super well-rounded.
I think the IQ is the same.
Right. It's but a guy who's not going to let you beat him.
The difference is Jokic is a true big man, where Larry was, what, 6'10"?
Larry was an awkward-sized guard.
He was more like a small forward.
He was.
At the end of the day, you know?
He was a perfect small forward. He could slash. He could still post you up.
Yeah. Giannis is fun to watch.
Giannis makes me so mad, though.
Zach LaVine can be fun to watch, you know, if you're not a Bulls fan.
Yeah, but he can usually throw a little hissy bitch fit pretty much any time he starts missing. He misses two shots in a row. Take him out. Do you have a bedtime alarm, you sweet old man? Aw.
I really need to shut that shit off. That pisses me off than anything. It's more like my how to get angry at 9:00 at night.
It's just like, oh, you're going to tell me I have to fucking go to bed, huh?
Time to get mad, Dalton. Alarm, basically.
I feel the same.
What was else on that list? There was one other thing I thought I wanted to cover. Let me see.
We already talked about the Spurs. Who is the best player in the NBA? I think we both agree.
Who do you think is the best player in the NBA?
All the way around?
Yeah.
All the way around, it's Jason Tatum.
I disagree.
Who guards better than him and still scores just as good?
See, I think
there's not a single player.
He has the best well-rounded game currently.
Yeah.
Right? But
what the fuck are we talking about then, dog?
But the way Jokic makes his team better around him with his playmaking kind of makes me think he might be better. I feel like there is a strong argument for, like,
Jokic will not win a one-on-one against Jason Tatum.
I feel like right now, in my mind, there's, like, four guys that, like, make sense. It's a team game, though, dude, at the end of the day.
I know, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about who's the best player in the best player.
Okay, we wanted to talk one-on-one. Okay.
Because,
okay, you need a guy to get you a bucket. Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic. Those are probably my two go-to right now, right?
And that's fair. I'll take that.
You want somebody that's going to, like, improve your team and be able to carry you to possibly a championship. And we've seen one of these guys do it, right?
Yeah.
Giannis. Giannis can carry your team to a championship.
I don't know. Because after Jokic? Everyone learned how to guard Giannis, you literally just let Giannis do whatever, and you guard everyone else.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Jokic.
He's my other one that I'm like, I think he could carry a team to the playoff.
This playoff series will tell us. I will change my opinion if they beat the Celtics in a series.
Yeah. I think it's Well,
because Tatum doesn't feel like a clutch basketball player.
You also have to worry about, like, is the league going to league? You know, like, are they going to take over and go, okay, secretly we want Boston versus the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because
they could sell the merch, all the throwback merch.
They're the two most historic franchises and blah, 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 blah. Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick. You know, like, you shut up, bitch. Like, it's so irritating. It irritates the shit out of me. Because I hear it all the time from, like, older people. Like, they shit on the NBA. And they'll always be, like, NFL fans, right?
Dude, fuck the NFL.
Right? But, like, what's the difference between the NFL and the NBA? What's a big difference? You rarely see repeats and champions.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that needs to be more inspired, you know? Like, there needs to be more rules on, like, you should have your team more consistently, you know? And I don't know how they do that. I mean, they're trying with different things, but, you know.
I mean, the way the NFL has expanded and changed in the last, like, 10 years to where, like, all the skilled positions want to be treated like they're fucking movie stars. And I don't like that at all.
But it's also, like,
because you'll have these fucking receivers like Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but also,
just think he's, like, greatest thing to happen to football since fucking Jesus.
But also the turnaround on NFL players is crazy faster than it is basketball.
Yeah.
Because they're getting hit every fucking possession, right? Yeah.
You get 10 every years. Every maximum 10 years.
Every down they're getting hit. Every, you know, all that.
Unless you're Tom Brady and get a team completely dedicated to protecting you.
But then you also have to look at, like, another sport like baseball. Like, those guys aren't taking as much damage as, like, basketball or football.
But they're even more bitches.
But, like, there's still more turnaround than there is the NBA on champions, right?
Yeah. There's...
Unless you're the Astros for some fucking God knows what reason. God damn it.
Despicable son of a bitch.
Yeah. Fuck the Astros. Fuck. Oh, shit. Who's down for Boston?
What's going on? Oh, they're debating a foul or some shit. 98-96. Holy shit.
No, this game's been fire.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Did you see his knee pop out? Watch his knee. Watch his right knee with the sleeve. Oh. Ooh. Oh, it twisted.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, Marcus Smart. Oh, God, Marcus Smart. Ooh. Ooh.
Is he okay? Is he good?
I mean, he's a tough son of a bitch. Oh, my God. It's hard to tell.
I got goosies. That gave me goosies, dog.
You know what? I don't say this a lot, but...
Shit, that was scary.
I'd trade Alex Caruso over Marcus Smart, to be honest with you.
You'd be fucking retarded not to. What do you
mean? I
mean,
I would trade... I'd trade Zach LaVine for Marcus Smart.
Oh.
I don't... Well, maybe.
I'd trade DeRozan. I'd trade DeRozan for Marcus Smart.
Honestly, I'd trade Zach before I'd trade DeRozan.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think...
That's an unpopular opinion, my guy.
Here's the thing. I think DeRozan's better teammate.
I mean, yeah. He's not a better ball puller.
I would rather have... And I heard this about, like, the Marines and shit. Like, they'd rather have, like, a good team guy than, like, a better guy that's good at his job, right? You'd rather have trust than you would somebody that is good at their job, right? Because then you can trust them.
I mean, yeah.
I'd rather have DeRozan, even if he's not as good as Zach... Which I think he is better than Zach. I would rather have him because he's a better teammate.
I can see that.
Especially with the young guys. Like, I feel like...
He seems to be more of a mild-mannered dude who wants to help people, whereas Zach seems to be a mild-mannered dude who wants to keep to himself.
Yeah, and I think the long-term impact of DeRozan we might see with the younger guys when he leaves.
Yeah.
And even next year, you know, maybe Patrick Williams, Io, Kobe.
Every team really DeRozan's been on, he's affected the young players. Yeah. Like, you can see that. Yeah. Every single fucking place he's been.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Like, genuinely, him and Zach LaVine are both good guys.
I mean, fuck.
which is what pisses me off so much about Ja Morant. Like, I swear to fucking God. You have Steven Adams, like, the nicest guy in the league, willing to die for you every single fucking game, and you're gonna fucking piss away his money by swinging a fucking gun on Instagram Live because you want to be hard? You're fucking piece of shit, dude. Oh. Mm.
But, you know, there's been more drama that I also wanted to talk about, too, that
God damn,
I thought could
so
be
good.
Kind of entertaining for the podcast.
Yeah, what drama you got?
So, this is some wrestling stuff, so prepare yourself, right? But this is going to be hilarious.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy this ridiculous drama that is reality, actually, because it has nothing to do with actual wrestling.
Oh, okay.
All okay?
Right. All right, I'll stop being mean then.
So, CM Punk was in AEW, right?
Yeah.
CM Punk was world champion.
Why?
CM Punk had a meltdown at a press conference and called their VPs and former world champions pussies, basically. CM Punk and his friend, Ace Steel, got into a fight with said vice presidents.
Ooh.
First fight, mind you.
Ooh.
Right?
God damn, is there videos?
No, there's no videos. Fuck. CM Punk gets kicked out of AEW, right? Gets suspended. AEW just announced a new TV program that has been highly reported and rumored to be basically the CM Punk show. Meaning they're going to put CM Punk and anybody that gets along with CM Punk or can stand the fucking guy on said show, right? They announced this last
week. There's an offensive foul on Butler for this play.
Oh, because his leg kicked him?
He pushed into him with his knee.
Okay.
Dude, that angle does not look good for his fucking knee, dude.
Oh, no, it doesn't. But anyways,
I'm sorry.
They built this show basically for CM Punk, right?
Yeah.
They announced it this week. Guess whose name is not on the announcement? CM Punk. Guess who went on an angry tirade on Instagram stories? CM Punk.
So they made a show for CM Punk, but didn't put him in it?
No. They were going to, and then he decided to throw another bitch fit, and they were like, well, I guess we won't work with you then. I don't know what to say.
Oh, God damn, dude.
Like, the man is the white Ja Morant. I mean, he's really fucking up the bag.
Phil, you're really fumbling.
I mean, he's really doing
numbers. You are fumbling hard. How the fuck would you... Okay. I don't understand that either.
I mean, okay, so it's like, hypothetically, right? You're a UFC fighter, right?
Barely.
You go on a press conference, and you decide to say, fuck Dana White. And then you decide afterwards, when he goes, hey man, what's with that? You decide to fist fight Dana White.
Tito Ortiz did the same thing.
And then, months later, Dana White goes, hey Todd, we're going to bring you back, and we're going to have a show for you. And you go, you know what? I appreciate it. And then like a week later, you go, you know what? Fuck you, Dana. I'm going to fight again.
Basically, Tito Ortiz did the same thing. Tito Ortiz, for the longest time, he was Dana White's least favorite champion to ever win a belt ever.
Dude.
Since he started in the company, he said, fuck Dana White.
You should see oh my God. Look it up sometime.
He used to wear a shirt that said, Dana White is my bitch.
I don't think you can play it. We could play it on here, but like, there's literally videos of like Tony Khan, the president and owner of AEW, sitting next to CM Punk and like talking to him, and you'll literally see him like sitting there staring at him like, I fucking love this guy. Aww. Like, that's the reason he gets away with the shit to begin
that
with.
That fucking hurts.
It's so fucking sad.
It's not because he's a bitch. He just really believes in this guy. Yeah. That's the worst part. Oh, no.
So
that
bad.
Poor fucker.
It's so bad, man.
Oh.
Oh my God. But yeah, fuck CM Punk. I used to be such a big fan, and
fuck
now
Phil.
It's like, oh my God, this guy sucks.
Yeah, they just showed Larry. They definitely want it to be Celtics and Lakers. They just had a Larry Finals commercial.
Oh my God.
I don't like that.
Great.
That makes it feel like it's scripted.
Oh, did you see they did drop a script for the NBA?
No.
Let's fucking bring this up.
I really have to fucking piss, my guy. And we're already over an hour.
We'll do this, and then we'll do plugs, and we'll wrap it up.
Right, all right, bet.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
NBA script.
This is like a real thing, or is it like an alleged real thing?
It's an alleged.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's ever been proven, but this is the thing that's came up, right? So, here it is. Final air date, July 18th, 2022. Before the game.
That was 2023. Dalton's a retard.
2023, whatever. Load Larry O'Brien championship trophy into crypto.com center dressing room number 17 by 220. Background. Conference finals. The Los Angeles Lakers will defeat the Denver Nuggets in game 6 on the 5th or on May 27th, 2023. Nikola Jokic will score 40 points, triple-double in game 3, win 5-20-2023. Please refer to NBA reference game flow management document.
Referees.
Referee. The Boston Celtics to defeat the Miami Heat in game 7 on May 28th, 2023. Jimmy Butler to score 36 points in game 1. NBA reference, blah, 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 blah. The Los Angeles Lakers will defeat the Boston Celtics in a game 7. LeBron will score 53 points in game 7. LeBron James to win the Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award. I don't know.
And then there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the page that says they will seek legal action if you release this.
It also has NBA communications.
But the way that's put on the page, I don't like.
It doesn't look very legit.
No, not at all.
And it's also titled Battle for the 18th, Final Reversion.
Yeah.
This could also be just some fucking Lakers fan who likes to troll. So
it could just be some random fucking idiot on the internet.
Or it's all ran by Vince McMahon. One of the two is happening. So we'll go ahead and wrap up and do plugs. What do you got to plug, Todd?
Next week at Crackers. I don't know the fucking date. But next Thursday at Crackers.
Hold up.
This will be important. I'm sorry, folks. The 26th at
Crackers.
25th at Crackers. We're going to be having another writing showcase graduation show. Me and a bunch of other really funny comedians will be performing. You can come get tickets, come hang out, have a couple drinks, maybe actually see me in person if you want. I don't give a shit. But if not, follow me at FuckToddGBD. Twitter, FuckToddGBD. There's also a website to get tickets for said show. It is crackerscomedyclub.com. You can make a reservation, set up a table, pick where you want to sit, do all that fancy shit. That's all I got. We got a store. We got a shop. We got a fucking website.
Mm-hmm.
GBD.
Goingbackdoor.com. Check it out. GBD shop is also on that website. Same website.
Yep.
Whole video library is on that website.
Indeed.
Some of Todd's stand-up is on that website. Some of our good friend Al Smith's comedy is on that website as well.
Yes, sir.
All our sponsors are on that website. Check them out.
Yep.
GBD or W.GG promo code GBD pod. Check them out. My user on Instagram and Twitter is the real D.GBD. Been good hanging out with y'all. We love you.
We love you, penetrators. If anyone's still here with us, we do appreciate it.
You're wasting your breath right now.
Suck my dick from the back, faggot.
I've already cut it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey. Turn that going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.